I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number two. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman producing this morning.
Good morning, Houston. I'm Austin Mendez.
All right, Austin, just like old times, here we roll, man.
Yes, sir. Let's get it.
All right, bud. All right. Welcome back to the show, folks. It's time to go to, I don't think he's in Venice, Louisiana this morning, but we're going to find him anyway. Captain Mike Jeffcoat, pick his brain for a little bit. What little he has left after Thanksgiving. Mike, what's going on, man?
Nothing much. Let me get out of you.
What's happening?
Oh, man, I'm just over here in this river bottom.
Atta boy.
Fill a tag. And it's we're having some decent hunts. Evening hunts are horrible. Morning
are
hunts
they?
Pretty good on that moon. Yeah, on that moon.
Yeah, I figured it would be.
I had to run deer off yesterday morning just to get out of stand.
So, had to run them off to leave, huh?
Yeah. So, but no, all's good. And wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, a late happy Thanksgiving.
Well,
gonna get back in the saddle. I'll go back Tuesday and get back after them. Hopefully, them trout will still be there. They were pretty thick when I left. So.
Yeah, you were pouring the coals to them there for
about
2 weeks,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it was good. So, well, that river's been staying where it's supposed to, and matter of fact, it was falling a little bit when I left. So, hopefully it stays that way. I finish up the year on a good note. Still got some days open in December if anybody's interested. So,
have y'all been catching many of them big old yellowmouth guff trout this year over there?
Yeah. You can get on them and thump them pretty good, but you know, it's just finding them. Biggest thing, I mean, you know, I looked them gator gar, and they're going to be a little deeper than what the other, you know, the mother trout are being. But we're catching a few of them. So, and the catfish are just horrendous. My God, the blue cats are just stacked everywhere. I'm hearing them on the radio.
Big old bruisers, you know, man. Look like, bull sharks.
Yeah. Big old 40-pounders, you know. I'm hearing, anybody want this thing? Yeah, you got room in your box, keep him, I'll take him. So, them fish eat so good. But
if you clean them right and then take them big fillets and then fillet them in half, they're awesome, man.
Awesome. You know, they ain't nothing but a out of sport.
Good eating there, buddy.
Good eating. So, but now, my own end.
Did I lose him?
Still here, but.
Oh, there you are. You're back. Yeah, you broke up there for a few seconds.
I turned my head a little bit, so.
Oh.
Yeah, got to be real careful. Phone service has been horrible out here this week for some reason, but I know what I was saying. We got a little bit.
Man, this ain't going to.
Hello.
Yeah, you're back now. That's
yeah.
You still there? You're good to go, but you're clear now. Let's go with it.
Yeah, I had a 9-point yesterday with a doe, and I mean, he just wouldn't leave her, and nothing else get close to him, and he's good enough, but I mean, he's legal to shoot, but
yeah.
He ain't something I want to kill.
Right.
So, but other than that, it's kind of quiet. I tell you what, it is strange, though. We have no pigs whatsoever.
I was just fixing to ask you about that. You read my mail on that one. I was going to ask you if y'all got a lot of hogs this year.
No. Now, boar hogs, yes. And I mean, I think I saw three. Grandson saw two. Darlene saw two. And they're all just big boar hogs. I have not seen a sow, and pigs or any big shoats or anything. No rootings nowhere. Which we don't have any acre. I don't know. I talked to a boy that come in here, Steven, and they hunt even further in there than what we do, but up kind of more west on the south end of this property. And he said he saw a group last weekend, and he said a sow and two or three shoats and a bunch of baby pigs, and he said all of them was barely walk. It was four.
They were in that bad of shape.
That bad of shape. And the boar hogs is butterball fat. So I don't know if, I don't know if that bangs come through or whatever, and kind of got them. Because, it is. It does happen in hogs, too. But generally, one thing that affects is that, they can't breed.
Right.
So, I don't know. But
what is it you said that affects them?
Bangs, the same thing. I can't pronounce that thing. Same thing in cattle. We went through that years ago where cattle had bangs and they all had to be vaccinated for it or be sold. Because what it does, it makes them, they're not fertile.
Gotcha.
And they can't breed. And, they're saying that's a possibility in the last couple of years, but. There's nothing going around in the cattle industry about it. So
I hadn't read or heard anything.
No, that's been taken care of for years now.
Now I saw where TPNW put out a little bulletin and Texas Fish and Game magazine posted on their website that if you're going to clean deer this year, wear a mask because of the COVID.
Huh?
Yeah. There you go. I mean. I read some stuff earlier in the year about it, up in the Midwest, Iowa and places like that. They were talking about deer having COVID, and it doesn't affect us. Well, I mean, you can still eat the meat and all that. It's just they're asymptomatic, and to wear a mask and gloves while you're cleaning a deer. And then Texas put the same thing out about a week ago. I saw that. I got the alert on my phone. Oh, what the heck?
Let's change this subject. You choked me up on that one. I got
it is what I read.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Sounds like you better get a mask on, buddy.
Jesus.
I know. It's crazy.
Oh, goodness. No. Yeah, ain't no tuna report to give, so.
No tuna report?
No, tuna fishing's been a little tough on them. Them fish kind of got caught in between. And, that water cooled down so fast, and I was talking to Eddie Berger, and if anybody knows, he knows what he's talking about. And he seems to think them fish moved up shallow and they're driving by them.
Might be.
Because I've been fishing 63-degree water. I mean, so that's pretty drastic.
True.
And the weather has kind of hurt the shrimp boat part of fishing this year. So, and that's kind of getting late on shrimp boats anyhow. So, October, November is the best time on them. But they, you know, they'll bring a big one in and, you know, go to their dad, catch the big one.
Did I lose you again? I think I did. Had a listener text in the name for that disease that Mike and I were talking about. It's called brucellosis. Hadn't heard anybody talk about that in a long time. Well, anyway, we lost Mike. Let's go to James real quick. He called in and see what's up with him. Mr. Cortinas, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, Cap Mickey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, bud?
I'm doing great. I headed to the woods. I just wanted to call in right quick and get your feedback on changing the trout situation. If you have people handling the fish who don't know how to handle them properly and releasing them, what do you think that percentage is of those fish that are going to live as opposed to keeping them?
Man, that's the million-dollar question. You know, everybody handles fish different. Definitely if they wrap a towel around a little pencil to get it off where they can grip it good, that's the kiss of death. Probably half of those fish die for sure, depending on how deep they're hooked, you know, what kind of, you know, whether they're using live shrimp or, you know, the croaker hooks and stuff, they don't kill many fish when they have to release them that way because, you know, it's that kind of half circle hook and it always catches them in the jaw. They don't really gut hook a lot of fish like shrimp does. And even tails. But man, when you're weeding through all them little pencils trying to get some keepers, I'd say if you handle them properly, probably you might lose 10% of them, you know, if you do it right. What I do is when I get in them now, since we don't keep many fish anymore anyway, is we just mash barbs down on our jig heads and we get them up by the boat and they don't even look close. You just shake them off instead of messing with measuring them and all that stuff. And it's a touchy situation. It just depends on the people that are handling the fish, James. I mean, you know how to handle them. I do. A lot of professionals do, but novice fishermen, amateurs, they don't really know. They hadn't been taught the proper way to handle a trout in some ways. And you know, it depends on the boat. Some boat, the mortality rate might be 50%. The next boat down the line may be 5%. So you just got to be careful with them.
So my next question is, do you still think that only 10% of the fishermen are catching the majority of the fish?
Not anymore.
Because of the equipment that everybody has and, you know, the Google Earth and everybody gets on the computer and puts everything out. A lot more chatting going on.
Yes, people are more in touch now, especially with the cell phone era. I mean, just look at you can tell in the bay. I mean, we and it's obvious we don't have near the fish that we should have or used to have. But where we do have fish, they're not vast schools. They're just little pods in areas. And everybody knows that. And they go to the same place every day, and they just keep hitting on them. And more people are plugged into that. And look at the amount of water we have in Galveston Bay. What is it, like 600 square miles of water? And probably all the fish are in about 20 to 25% of it. And the rest of it is just kind of what I call dead water. I mean, there's a fish here and there. But, I mean, those vast schools and that real health of the bay is not there. But the fish that are here are in tight spots. And they get hammered pretty hard. I mean, but, you know, people got to fish. They got to catch fish. That's what they go for. And, I mean, it's the way it is right now.
So it's just going to be from Matagorda South that they're going to keep that?
Yeah, from Sargent South, it's going to be three fish. And I don't know why they won't do it up here. I don't, you know, unless they think our biomass is good enough from their samplings, which, yes, I could say, yeah, in one retrospect, yeah, it is, by the amount of 11 to 13 inch trout we have right now. And we got a ton of 14 and a halves and just right at 15. I don't even, you know, if I'm keeping fish, I won't even mess with a 15 incher. He's going to shrink. I just cut it off at 16 inches. If he doesn't make 16, don't box him. And I don't know. We'll just see. But a lot of these fish we're catching and releasing right now by, you know, February, March, and April, they'll be keepers. What, you know, and look how we talk now, our lingo, keepers. We don't talk about, man, you know, we're getting 4 to 6s every cast out of this one spot, you know, and you don't hear that anymore. And hopefully we can get through this, whatever we're going through right now, and get it back. But a lot of people I talk to, it's not going to come back till we get our habitat right.
I know down south those people were suffering pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah, they were. You know, and look at Matagorda this spring, you know, after the freeze. They were catching the heck out of reds, but the trout were pretty slim. You know, they were catching a few, but now they've revamped. I don't know where their fish came from, but they got them. We'll see.
I've been pecking at them down there in Matagorda, and I had to work for them every time I went down there.
Right.
Get underneath the birds. I had to hit quite a few schools, and then all of a sudden you hit one and there's 17, 18, 20, 21. I'm like, holy cow, where y'all been all day long?
Right.
But anyhow, Captain, I appreciate your time. The show is great.
Thank you, sir.
And full limits and heavy stringers.
I heard that. What are you going to the woods this morning?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thump one, man.
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Get some camp meat. All right, James. Hey, good talking to you too, bud. See you, man.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. That's James Cortinas. Hadn't talked to him in a while, but anyway.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 520 in the Bayou City. All right, let's head down south of town here. Let's go down to G-Town, see what's up with Captain Plog this morning. Little Rev, what's happening, bud?
What's up, Big Daddy?
Oh, man, just living the dream. How about you?
Living the dream, living, man. Dream living. Fixing to roll out of here in a minute.
Rolling out.
Yeah.
On a Saturday. I hadn't seen you fish a Saturday in a long time.
Well, first off, ain't nobody fishing, but we were supposed to go Sunday, but the weather today, I told them, I said, let's go today. today looks actually better than tomorrow.
Yeah, this afternoon, tonight, tomorrow's wind, not looking too good, man.
Nah, I can see that rain down there, but that's going to miss us. Fishwood ain't got it right until, like, I've looked at it 100 times until about 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Is what it says. I don't know. Yeah. Noah's got it at 5 knots all day. They updated it at like 356. Northeast 5 knots, so we'll see.
Yeah, well, you can live with that.
Yeah, I ain't worried about that. I ain't worried about anything.
You ain't worried about
really.
Nothing, are you?
No.
After everything we've been through, it's just little heartburns, all it is, man.
Yeah, man. Flip that hood up and keep chunking, man.
That's it. What's keep your old good old saying? There's no such thing as bad weather, just bad gear.
Just bad gear, buddy. That's it, man.
Nothing worse than a leaky slicker suit.
Oh, it's terrible. It's a cheap one. I got one of them. It's a Grundin's jacket. They call it a gauge.
Grundin's, like, man. Whatever. That's what all the commercial heads, all the people in Alaska and Canada and all of them wear on them halibut boats, Grundin bibs.
Yeah, but this is a cheap one. It's called a gauge. They're like $69. That's what I keep in the boat. But today I'm gonna get my real one out. I just keep it in there in case it rains. It just gets soggy, man. You know, I think you just get wet through it. Hey, it's $69. You get what you pay for.
True.
You get $69 worth of waterproof, and then you're wet, cold.
That's better than them $450 leaky waders that you had such bad luck with.
Oh, dude, yeah. No, I'm done with them. And Sam's product, by the guy today, I said he was going to buy a slicker. I said, let me tell you what to buy. Don't buy that. Hey, I go out of my way to tell people not to buy your product. If they just mention something, waders or slickers, I'll sell them something else.
Well, all my stuff's old and it's still good that I've had from them, you know, fortunately. My slicker's still watertight, and so are my waders for now. That could all change one wade.
Well, the old stuff, Mickey, was, you know, they built was good. A buddy of mine, Sam, came over here to actually drop something off the camera. He used to work with my dad. Anyway, long story short, he drove down here because there's somebody on Tiki, and here's where their problem started. He's a Sam's Pro Staffer. Well, they ain't but like 10,000 Sam's Pro Staffers.
Yeah, to
get a pair of waders that they saved a couple hundred bucks on. I burned him down, man. By the time he left here, he was so sad. He had the waders. I thought he was going to blow his head off. I said, I'm just kidding, man. I said, I don't want to do
it. So he bought the waders from a pro staffer?
Oh, yeah. That's
you're not supposed to do that. You're on your pro staff. You can't order stuff and then sell it again. I mean, that's how you get
100%.
Run off.
I know. I mean, yeah, I hadn't told you this story. So anyway, I'm like, man, you got to be serious. You know, in the old days when we were working for them, you'd call up there, hey, James, what's up? Oh, man, these got a little leak here. Hey, no problem. We'll send you another pair. Put them back in the box. When your new ones come in, and send them back.
Yeah.
And we did business. And that day, that dude, I'm talking to him on the phone, and he tells me I need to hang up and go to the computer when I got you on the phone. You ain't going to give me no RGA number.
That's the way it is
dude,
now,
we're
buddy.
Done doing business. Yeah. And the waders I had, I wore like 7 times, and they're leaking. Like, no, dude, we're done. Then they sent me some kind of email firing me. I said, dude, you should have done that. I ain't no good emailer. But I can dictate. Cameron was home at that time, and I fired back at them, and I promise you they'll never give me no nothing. I don't want nothing from them.
No.
I don't do business like that, dude.
No, that's why I'd rather just buy my stuff outright. I, you know, getting sponsored by stuff's fine, but then you're devoted to them. And I can't promote a product that I don't have, you know, belief in, and I know it's no good.
No, Mickey,
just
because, like,
I'm getting it for free. Come on, man.
No, it's like, you know, Mary Lures, Bass Assassin, Mike Herring stuff, 13.
That's
stuff
all.
Like you.
That's
it's
quality.
Good. It's proof.
Above board stuff. You got it. All their gear is good.
I bought a pair of Patagonias. I paid whatever I paid for them. I didn't tell that guy nothing. I just who I am and nothing. I just ordered a pair of waders. Whatever they were, $700 something, and I'm the happiest day of my life. Hey, man, I went to check on your shad, dude. Baker's in Rock Springs, so we're on hang fire right now.
Yeah, well, that's all right. We'll just have to limp. I'll just have to not do any crabbing this week when I'm off. I need a break anyway. I'm crabbed out.
Crabbed out. Oh, man. What was the water temperature at Eagle? I worked on my boat.
I think it was right around 61 or something. Let's see here. It's, 61.2 this morning.
Really?
63 at Morgan's Point. Yeah.
It stayed cool all day yesterday. It finally got kind of cloudy. I don't know if it got to 60. It might have got to 60 down here yesterday, maybe.
Well, when I walked out the door this morning, I had a high gray liner.
Yeah, I think that's what we got. That's what we had when the sun went down yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I ain't been since this front, so I guess I'll start with the same traps and see what happens from there.
Same traps.
Go check on... Check on my pets, see if they're still swimming around there. Maybe more show.
They are. They'll be there.
Yeah, as long as the wind's down.
You just got to be man enough to catch them, buddy. put your grinding boots on and start chunking, freewheeling.
Yeah. Man, them guys jig fishing the other day, they were putting a hurt on me, man. You know, I don't jig fish a whole lot. And I'm watching them and I'm just cranking. I'm trying to get my speed right. I ain't catching nothing, which is fine. I don't care. They're catching them. I don't need to catch anything. But finally, I'm like, man, why not? I ain't this bad a fisherman. And I fooled around. I dug in there, and I got a regular red shad bass assassin out.
Rat tail,
put a little bitty head on it. And my first cast, I catch it right about 20 inches. Then I catch a flounder weight 4 1/4. Then next thing you know, everybody's clamoring, hey, man, you got any more of them? I said, yeah, I got thousands of them. I said, it ain't the bait. Y'all just been catching them. I ain't even caught nothing. Y'all been catching them all along.
It's just that loose nut behind the steering wheel, man. You know how it works.
For sure. For sure.
That's funny.
But,
that's pretty good stuff.
Anyway. Well, 61 degrees, I thought it might get under 50, in the 50s, but.
Yeah. Well, it's close. It's not even daylight yet, so it's close.
Yeah.
That's man, true. You're like me. I like that about 53 to 58 degree range. Boy, we used to.
I guarantee.
Amen.
They ain't eating it. They ain't eating then. They're not going to bite.
Hey, remember that time we showed up over at Calcasieu and the water temperature was like 41 degrees? It was cold.
It was crazy,
man.
Dude.
It was burning your legs through your waders. And you couldn't work a lure fast enough to take it away from them.
I was talking to this kid that fished with Kelly, good kid, good fisherman, and they fished Sabine and Calcasieu, and I told him that some of the coldest water I've ever caught fish was in Calcasieu. Remember them? It was just like the book, you know, it'd be cold in the morning, you know how cold that water would get. And at noon, you watch mullets start moving up toward the shore, and you walk in there in knee-deep water, and there's fish. Like, man, look at this, the way it's supposed to be.
Crawling up on the bank, man.
That was some good fishing back there. The coldest I ever caught on Mickey was in Sabine. When you come out of that big cove, sweeping cove, you know, Pete used to like to fish there, and you come out and there's that point.
We called that the bait cove.
The bait cove, yeah. We ain't caught nothing all day. We didn't go to noon, but anyway, we ain't caught nothing. And it's cold, dude. The water's like 42, 43. And I said, man, we were stupid. It was me and Kenny and Dana. I said, what are you even doing? And we got on that point right before dark, and I thought I'd look to clam. He's an 809 Mariner. And I said, nah, it's pulling. It's a fish. I don't know what it was. And then, you know, come up out there and say, oh, it's a trout. And then we started getting these little pecks like he was, you know, hooking clams, and it was some trout. But by the time the sun got, well, you've seen it 100 times. I'm just telling a story. By the time that sun started set, you take that mirror out there and just smoke it back. And they'll take it away from you.
Exactly.
Yeah, then fish, once they get acclimated to whatever the water is, they don't care.
That's it. So much for all that slow crawling of bait and fishing deep holes and all that. That's all a myth. I mean, it happens.
Oh, yeah. Somehow I got on some kind of thing on a Corky Attic or some kind of website thing. I don't even know how it come up on my phone. And I start reading some of that stuff. I'm like, man, well, I don't know about this deal right here.
No,
about grandma and all that.
There's a time and place for that grandma and grandpa technique. But I can tell you, I've thrown as many corkies as any man alive. But if you ain't working it, you ain't catching them.
I tell my guys all the time, you think that mama's going to slow down so that fish can eat him? And if that fish don't eat, he dies. So trust me, he's going to get whatever you got. Yeah, we don't eat. If we don't catch nothing, we just go home. If he don't catch nothing, he dies.
You're exactly right.
Well, I guess
you got
right.
time for any more conversation?
Yeah, I ain't going right this second.
Okay, well, let me get this break in. I'll come back to you. Hang on a second.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Hey guys, y'all have a good one. Y'all sound good, and we're listening to you. So just continue on, guys.
See you later. Tech. See you, brother. All right, man. Have a good day.
Continue on.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Oh, he tied to my boat. He tied Guy Fish's 18 Hydrosport, the bow line, to the back cleat of my makeup. And, I'm already hooked up and ready to go. We've been washing boats, and James had been using Guy's boat because his boat was shot, and he left it there. And I'm pulling out of the driveway that morning, and I'm going, man, something don't feel right. What is going on here?
I ain't kidding, man.
And I look back, and I'm pulling two boats down the driveway.
Is that funny or what?
Mickey Ray was like 6 or 7 years old. I'm going, man, he knows how to cleat off a boat, doesn't he? I can't believe that knot didn't come untied.
And waking up at 4 a.m. before the rooster starts to crow. If you want to hunt fish in Texas, better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It is 5:36 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go back and talk some more with Captain Plog. Yeah, throwing them corkies, waiting on that big thump and that big girl beat down, man. Waiting on the thump, baby. Fishing for the
Waiting on the thump. Hey, yo, you had that deal with Mike about that gold label. That's all the only leader that I've been using is that.
That's
is
all.
That gold,
I,
label,
that gold label is the cat's whisker. That's all I check.
And that's what Cameron's using, catching them white marlin. So they're using 60 pounds. And it's
right.
It's thin. It ties a really good knot. And it's more abrasive, you know, because those fish over there, these camera submans, dude, you get scratched out, you'll have four on, and you're scratched out, one right below, and you put some heat on them. He said, with that gold label, it's real abrasive, you know, you don't pop it off.
Right. It's thinner and stronger, too, you know. It's
it's good stuff.
Great new innovation by Seaguar.
Yeah.
I love
if
doing
I
that
mistaken,
commercial
because
I fish with it.
Yeah, it's good stuff. If I ain't mistaken, I think Seaguar was the first one ever made fluorocarbon.
I think you're right.
And then I tried to fish with some of that stuff, and I had a good application for it. I was fishing some deep water, and it worked. It did work. I get my your old bait sinks like a rock. And I was fishing some 14, 15-foot stuff. And I tell you what, it was Kelly Rise and no – Jim that fishes with him, we caught 20-something fish that way. The day after a tournament, we caught 20-something fish. They caught 19 of them. I'm like, and they were, you know what they were using, Mickey? The old 250 cal cutters. But
good Lord, that's old school. That's World War II stuff in our day.
World War II, and they were wearing me out. And I'm telling you, I said, I can't reel that slow and make my bait do anything. And they were laughing. So we looked it up when we got in. I looked up, I said, look, the gear ratio is like 5-1 or 5-2-1.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's grandpa stuff. So I go and buy me some 10-pound fluorocarbons so I get my bait down. Well, it worked. But
yeah,
it didn't cast no good. It's hard to cast, though, dude. It, I mean, you better.
Well,
you know, me you, of course, you're not.
If you'll remember, Ike Anelli, Mike was throwing that at Conroe in the Texas Toyota Bass Classic. That second year that he finished second place again, he was runner-up both years. But he was using a shaky head, real light presentation with like 10-pound fluorocarbon so he could get it down over those deep brush piles or whatever structure he was fishing and giving it that, you know how we do with jigs, same, pretty much same technique. We just go to that real light head and get that, you know, get that real slow sink and get down deep and keep the bait in the strike zone longer. And that's what he was doing. He was wearing them out, man.
That's the whole deal is in the strike zone. I could feel real good with it, but it was tough to cast. Like, you know, you get the quartering wind. Yeah, when the back of the boat, we're always throwing
out
the
back. Better for spinning reels, I think. You know, if you really want to really let it rip, you can't throw it on a bait caster like we do all of our other lines we like to throw.
But I got it rigged up. There'll be a time and place I'll bust her out.
Oh, yeah.
Here in a little while. But, now going back to what we were talking about using stuff, you know, how many people offer us stuff, give you this, give you that. Man, I don't want nothing, dude. I want to fish with what is good and works and people can catch something on it. And then we'll do business, just like my rod. I work, you know, you had your guys, I got my guys, and they're all quality. They're the best, or I'm not going to fish with it. I'm not going to, whatever I got to do my job, you two, it's the best you can get, or I ain't fishing with it. I'm not doing it.
I'm with you, man.
I ain't going out there to get beat. You got to have the best tools, man. I don't like junk stuff, but anyway, I'm going to stay on this.
See, you know, and that's the mentality to have as a professional fisherman. Saltwater has really missed the boat, you know, as far as tournament pros and things like that. They don't get the quality, the money and the product like the freshwater guys do, because there's so many saltwater guys that they'll wrap their boat and wear all their gear and advertise for just free stuff instead of money.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll just take it to look good. It's all about looking good. It's not about what you know, what you throw, or anything like that. It's all about looking good. And I'm going to throw what's right.
Yeah,
I'm not going to throw something that's no good just because I'm getting paid for it or, free stuff. I mean, seriously.
Well, at the end of the day, Mickey, when the smoke clears, the only thing you and I got left on this planet is our word. And if I tell somebody something, I'm not telling them something that's wrong, and I'm not telling them something just because some dude's paying me a couple $100 a month. I mean, that's you got to go look in the mirror and say, man, this ain't right. You know, and if it works, and it's what we use. Hey, will I go grab something else and check it out, see if it works? Sure, I will. But, you know, we always come home to what works.
Always dance with the one that brung you, baby.
That's a fact, Jack. You know, these people that you and I have worked for, we've been working for them for 30-something years. You know, it ain't like started yesterday.
That's it.
Yeah, none of that stuff means anything.
Well, speaking of bites, you know, corkies are great and everything. They really are. That's one of the most innovative baits in our lifetime, but it sure is hard to beat a mirror lure bite. Look how old mirror lure is now, and look how good it still is.
It's still in business, bro. It's still going there.
It's
and the best thing about it is they own the corkies too. So we own.
They own it all
now.
Do
whatever we want with them too. Yeah,
that's right. And it all works. There's a time and place for all of it.
Yeah, and I miss the boat a lot, Mickey, about not throwing corkies as much as I used to. I really do, but you know, we were fishing with Corkies a lot. We were big trout fishing.
And well, we had awesome big trout. I mean, that's a big trout bait. And, I mean, it just face reality. It's I would probably say Corky sales aren't real good now, right now, because there's just not you just don't have – there's nothing to go for with them. I mean, there's a lot of other ways to catch pencils other than reeling them in with a bunch of treble hooks in it on mirror lures and Corkies right now. And it's,
exactly. You know, that's what I was telling my guys the other day. I said, you know, if I thought I could throw whatever out there and catch a bigger fish, I would. Now, look, the tournament hound and the guys that weigh and fish all day for four or five fish, I got it. You know, but that ain't what you and I got to do. We got three guys loaded up. I don't
know. No, you
got to
get bites. You got to produce.
Yeah, it's a different
ball
game.
But it used
to be, man.
You could tie Corkies on everybody in the boat or wading either one, and you were going to catch fish all day with them. We had a lot of quality fish. Now, my hat goes off to these tournament hounds, man. They'll go stand in one spot, and they'll grind with a super spook or a corky or something all day long for, you know, anywhere from 2 to 10 bites. And they pull the rabbit out of the hat. They'll get them some 5-pounders, and here we go. They win the tournaments that
way.
Hats off
to
those guys.
Same thing we used to do. I remember, I ain't trying to be no topper, but you told me we were in Port Connors, man, 3 pounds of wind in this tournament, and I didn't know nothing, and we're fishing. I threw at the same grass bed for 2 days and had 8 bites. And I weighed them old fish, and I was sitting on that park bench over there at the fishing center waiting to go home. Like, man, let's go. I'm tired. Somebody come over and say, Mickey needs to talk to you. I said, what do you want? He said, well, you won. So what do you mean I won? He said, yeah, you won. You got to go get your money. All right, let's get our money and go home.
Yeah, but first you got to pass that polygraph before you get your check.
Well, you know I had to worry about
that. Well, I remember at one time you and Dana and Rod showed up, and y'all had them. And that's the bean tournament. And I don't have to worry about polygraphing those guys. They're late.
Man, I was so sad. I topped that hill, and I went, man, we got a problem right here.
Something's wrong. Hey, everybody's at the weigh-in.
We were sitting on, Dan and I both got over 18 pounds. Rod had about 15 pounds. I mean, we cleaned the slate. Well, we didn't clean anything, but, hey, that was a good lesson. I always tell Cameron, them lessons come hard, and they hurt, and they're expensive. But you learn them. Because we didn't have the copy of the rules. You know, we didn't know. We thought it was our difference. Yep. That's what you get for thinking.
Yeah, Sunday weigh-ins were always an hour earlier than Saturday weigh-ins. That way, you know, everybody had to travel. They had to get loaded up and get on home.
I should have knew we were in trouble. There ain't nobody out there. I said, man, dude, there's nobody out here. Everybody's gone. Oh, we stop at Johnson Bio. We get coffee. We check bearing grease. We're like, man, we're happy. We're fixing to go collect some money.
Yeah, y'all are sitting on a big pile of big fish, man. And you know, we've been there, and it that blew my mind. And it really killed Dana because he was up for Angler of the Year, Pro Angler of the Year. He needed those.
Yeah, but
points.
We went to Rockport. We went to Rockport, won it though. Or Dana did.
Yeah, you got second in Rockport.
Yeah. Hey, we're standing on this reef. This is a true story. And I'd won it the year before. And we've had, like, here's our pre-fishing deal. We had a piggy bite the end of a bass that's off. Dana said, where are we going to start? We're going to go with that piggy bit the end of that tail off. He looked at me and started laughing. I said, I don't know, dude. We didn't catch anything. So we get out right there by the bridge in New Aces Bay. I'm looking at the cars going by. And we catch a couple of nice trout. We're fishing, and we ain't catching hardly nothing. But Dana had 2 fish, I think, and I had 2. And I walked off in that reef, and it wasn't but about 45 minutes before it's time to go. And I catch a fish like 5 pounds. And I got him in my hand. And I said, man, this ain't going to do no good. Pete Mo Nasty Buddy out of his deal. And I looked at him back there, and it was hard for me to do. I'm looking at that fish. And I threw that fish back and said, hey, man, come stand right here and throw. I just caught one like 5 pounds. And he stood out there, and he stood out there, and boom, he finally caught one. And I said, let's go. That's it. That did it for him. Because I felt bad because I should have known when the weigh-in was in Sabina, Calcasieu. That was kind of my fault.
That won him Pro Angler of the Year. You know, that was 2 years in a row. You won it the first year, and then Dana won it that next year.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. I don't think I compete with these kids now, Mickey. Unless I went right back to tournament fishing and just went tournament fishing, I don't think I can run charters and show up out there and compete with them.
No, you can't anymore. You got to devote to it. You got to go down and pre-fish for a couple of weeks ahead of a tournament, you know, stay in tune and touch. And when you have to guide trips for a living, you can't do that. And
I don't think I could.
You know, we used to could do it because we had so many fish, you know, that we could use our – skills to catch fish and just not pre-fish. I mean, I can't believe how many tournaments I won without ever wetting a hook ahead of them pre-fishing. I just stumble up on something and stick with it, grind it out, and weed the good ones out of the bad ones and just get
lucky. We just went fishing. It's just like when you caught that giant fish. That giant fish in Sabine. I was telling that kid about that the other day.
Yeah.
That's one fish I wish you'd killed.
I should have killed that one. Well, I was going to kill it. I wanted to mount it, and Gordy, my tournament director, was fishing with me. He said, "Oh man, you can't kill that fish in front of all these guys." Jay Watkins saw it, Wayne, Hugh, all of them that were up there. And he said, "Man, you take that to the weigh-in, everybody sees it, they're going to be cussing you because they could have caught that fish or whatever." So I let it go.
Yeah, you was in the catch.
Biggest trout I ever caught in my life, and I let it go. Stupid.
I actually didn't see it because we were out there drifting.
Y'all couldn't see it, but Lowell and Jay and everybody were in there. They saw it. Jay thought he said he had never seen a trout that big. I held it up.
I'd have slung the steel at him, man.
Caught him on a frogger ghost, man. Remember that old green one with the yellow dots on it?
Oh, dude, those were the cheapest, best baits at the time.
That was the best topwater of all time. Well, I'll take that back. A jumping minnow before they ruined it was probably the best topwater of all time.
But them old ghosts, remember you'd go through, I don't know how many out of the package, get them out and they wouldn't rattle or something was wrong with them. You'd find one that would work. You better hang on to it.
Hey, you know how I'd fix that rattle deal? Take it off your line, and it wouldn't rattle good, and then throw it where they would hit head first down on the floor of your boat. Just throw it down real hard and smash it on the floor of the boat, and that rattle tone would get right then. That rattle would
she'd start working again?
It would disengage in there and start rattling right. And when you did that, it made the ball in there in that rattle chamber go to the back of the bait, and when you'd throw it, it'd throw a country mile because when you'd throw it that way, it'd go to the back, and it'd just like a bullet through the air.
Really? I should have done that because I threw a bunch of them in the bottom of my boat because they didn't work. I mean, it's like, no good. Get another one. That was a good color. You know, that was the same color like a 19 Mariner, ain't it right? Or an 18, whatever that yellow belly greenback Mariner was.
Yeah, buddy.
It was a 19, wasn't it?
Yeah. That would work. The 18's got a white belly and 19's got a yellow belly.
That's right. Boy, them were good colors, man.
Man,
I might put one on today for nostalgia and hummer out there, see if I can get some.
I mean, it just, boy, I used to love pulling over there, going across that Martin Luther King Bridge, and you get up on top of it, and you'd look back to the south and look back to the north. It's like that day Jay and Lowell were following me over there pulling Lowell's boat. Before that tournament that I caught that big fish in, and I called him on the cell phone. Lowell wanted me to show him all my stuff down south where all that shell was, you know, because they knew the lake had been fresh. And I said, "Boys, we're going to hang a right when we get off this bridge. We're going north." "Oh, really?"
"Yes, sir."
"Yeah, that water's black up there, man. It's turned over since I was here the other day." We went up there, and it was a big girl beat down.
Man, there was some big, big fish in that lake at some time.
I'm telling you.
I ain't so sure it wasn't better than Calcasieu. I didn't do as good there, but I ain't sure it wasn't better than Calcasieu.
When Sabine was right in its heyday, it was better than Calcasieu, and that's hard to say, but it was. But it just got we hit that lake so hard for so many years, so long that, man, it got fished out pretty hard. Because, man, you take them guys that were fishing trout masters, you throw them in that lake and turn them loose.
Ooh,
for three or four
ugly.
Years, and man.
Yeah, that's ugly.
Well, you saw what hit the scales every tournament. I mean, if you didn't have a 5 or 6 pound average, just go home. Don't even think
don't
about coming
show
the
up.
Way in.
That's why we were so jacked check. Up that one tournament, because I knew, I mean, we're over 18 pounds, and that's what you had to have, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Back then.
Each day. That's three fish.
Even now, yeah, that's the deal. 2 days, but even now, as crappy as fishing is, you still better have 15 pounds in any of these little old tournaments.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt about
100%.
It.
Now, second place might be 2 pounds, but if you ain't got 15 pounds, you're not going to get nothing.
Exactly.
Not usually. All right, buddy. Well, I guess I better roll, man.
Yeah, I got to roll too, man. You timed it just right. Good times.
Cool, man.
Good fishing. Good everything. All right, James, if somebody wants to come hook up with you and make a winter wade, how they get a hold of you?
All right, buddy, 409-771-7306.
All right, dog. James, be safe.
Thanks for everything.
All right, later, man. All right, well, it's time for the top of the hour break already. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.